If you're wondering just what is going on inside North Korea, you're not alone. The conventional wisdom is that North Korea's claimed nuclear test is aimed at forcing the United States to negotiate. But there's also the question of what domestic factors are at play inside this reclusive Stalinist state. NPR's Louisa Lim has been talking to the North Korea watchers.
This is how North Korea announced its nuclear test. For one British man, this gleeful, hectoring broadcast brought back familiar memories.
It's a very strident way of delivering propaganda. Newsreaders use it, and also in the streets, you know, the factory next door to where we live, they would have their propaganda announcements in the morning. It'd have this like rising tide of hysteria almost.
Michael Harold spent 7 years in Pyongyang, editing the English translations of speeches by then-President Kim Il-sung and his son, the current leader Kim Jong-il. His book, Comrades and Strangers, describes his time working for the vast propaganda machine, which he says has one ultimate aim.
They're rallying people. It's always a rallying cry. It's always to get people behind the message. It's always to get people's support.
In the West, Kim Jong-il is seen as an absolute dictator who rules through fear. But his grip on power may not be that monolithic. Reports have emerged of a power struggle between military hardliners and more reform-minded factions. Xia Liping from Shanghai Institute for International Studies says Kim may be using the nuclear test for domestic political considerations.
I think, in fact, the military controls the power. Second, I think Kim Jong-il also would like to strengthen his power control, and also he may consider the succession issue.
The seasoned leadership of Kim Jong-il, the brilliant Sungun general.
North Korea's army is 1 million strong, and the military-first policy Kim introduced gives them priority above all else. Given the failing economy, Michael Harold believes developing a workable nuclear deterrent may also have financial benefits.
There's a domestic factor that North Korea is supposed to be spending somewhere between 20 and 25% of its GDP on defence. And I think possibly they see a nuclear weapon as a more economical way of defending themselves.
It's also a matter of national pride. With tentative moves towards reform and opening up, North Koreans may be more aware of the outside world and of their own hardships in comparison. And so the regime is falling back on its tried and tested strategy of whipping up popular nationalism by defying far superior enemies. Michael Breen has written a book about Kim Jong-il and says he needs to keep upping the ante.
You say he's defying America. Well, from their point of view, who's America? By what right does America rule the world? If he appeared to cave in, he would lose his position internally.
The United Nations is now mulling over sanctions. North Korea's already warned it could see tough measures as a declaration of war. And Xia Liping says such punitive action could paradoxically strengthen the hand of North Korea's hardliners and provoke a strong response.
It's very possible if there is a sanction, North Korea will have another nuclear test or another missile test or even a test of launching missile with nuclear warhead on.
People believe in you, Comrade Kim Jong-il. Our country cannot live without you. Those are the words of one propaganda song. And ultimately, Kim Jong-il may be looking at the history books. As the son of the president for eternity, his authority largely rests on his bloodline. But in one decisive step, he's achieved that which his own father could not. Entry into the exclusive nuclear club. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.